Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for business women who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear a word from the Lord and encourage each other in prayer. I saw a survey recently of the top things people worry about. It was a survey of 2,000 people, and to be honest, some of their answers made me worry about the people who were answering. So here are the top 10 things that people worry about according to the survey. I'll start with number 10 and work my way down. Number 10 thing that people say they worry about: feeling unhappy. Number 9, paying rent or mortgage. Number 8, their physique or their shape. Number 7, wrinkles. Number 6, job security. Number 5, financial debt. Number 4, eating habits or their diet. Number 3, low energy levels. Number 2, saving money for their financial future. And the number 1 thing, according to the survey, that people worry about: getting old and the effects of aging. So, how does that list compare with your worry list? And I say your worry list because, you know what, we all worry about things at times. And on occasion, some things that we worry about prompt us to take positive action, to make needed changes, or to gather more information about a certain issue. So sometimes worry can be a good thing when it prompts change. But when it's continued worry, persistent worry, worry that moves into anxiety or even depression, now that's a real problem, and that can really, over time, create some serious issues and can become serious mental health issues. We need only to look at recent headlines of those whose lives struggles took a turn for the worse, and they turned to drugs, alcohol, or sadly, suicide. You know, worry and anxiety are serious problems in our society, and according to studies, women are twice as likely to be affected as men. So, we do well to pay attention to our own mental health when it comes to our degree of worrying. And we do well to seek the counsel of our great physician, God, our Father, on the subject of worrying. God spoke of that several times throughout Scripture because He understood we would need His instructions on this important topic. And Jesus Himself gave us a lesson on handling worry in Matthew chapter 6, starting in verse 25. Jesus spoke and He said, "Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all of his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will He not much more clothe you? Oh, you of little faith. So do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat? What shall we drink? Or what shall we wear?' For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." Oh, ladies, the very most important verse of this wonderful passage is verse 32, where Jesus reminds us and reassures us, your heavenly Father knows what you need. He knows. Your heavenly Father knows what you need. The lesson is to remember God is in this with you always. You know, we've been reading the book Fearless by Max Licato, and he says this in chapter 4. Jesus doesn't condemn legitimate concern for responsibilities, but rather the continuous mindset that dismisses God's presence. Destructive anxiety subtracts God from the future, faces uncertainties with no faith, tallies up the challenges of the day without entering God into the equation. I have to remind myself when I worry that what I'm probably doing is subtracting God from the equation. And so I work now consciously making certain that when I am concerned and start to worry or get anxious, that I add God into my thinking. I add God into the equation, because worries look completely different with God in the mix. You know, if you have followed along in the Fearless book, you've noticed Max Licato also shared 8 worry stoppers. That's what he calls them, 8 worry stoppers for us. Let me just review them real quickly, and I just really encourage you to get the book Fearless and by Max Licato and study them yourself. Number 1, worry stopper will come as no surprise. Pray first. Ask God to help you. You know, 1 Peter says, cast the whole of your care upon him. Cast all your cares upon him. Pray first. Take every anxiety and worry and concern to him. Secondly, slow down, ease it down, and wait patiently after you pray. You know, assess the problem, think it through, ease it down, and wait patiently. Number 3, act on it. After you've thought it through, then act on it. Be a doer, he says, not a stewer. Thought that was great. Number 4, compile a worry list. Maintain a list of all the things that trouble you. And then over time, evaluate, have they really come to reality? Studies overwhelmingly show that well more than 90% of the things that people worry about never come to fruition, never become reality at all. And the small degree that do not come into play to the degree that you're worried about. So keep a list, not to stew over, but to evaluate. Number 5, evaluate your worry list and look for themes, categories. Do things about finances come into play all the time, or health all the time? Then pray specifically in those areas because you know your tendency. Number 6, focus on today. God meets daily needs daily. Remember the Lord's Prayer, give us this day our daily bread. God meets daily needs daily. Focus on today. Be where your feet are every day. Number 7, unleash a worry army. Share your feelings with your trusted prayer warrior friends and family. That's what our prayer call is all about, to have each other. That's what our Facebook page is all about, to have each other, to share and kind of take those prayers and worries to our friends who will pray for us and with us. And number 8, let God be enough. Let God be enough. Your Heavenly Father already knows all your needs, so seek him first above everything else. Well, those are 8 very good steps, but if you're not sure where to begin, number 1, pray. Pray. Take every worry, every concern, every anxiety that has been burdening you and cast that upon the Lord and go through them one by one with him. Pray. Ask God to help you with whatever worry has your attention most. Cast those cares upon him. And don't be afraid to find and talk with a good Christian mental health counselor. Do not walk through this alone. I have done that. Others do that. We are not, as Christians, weak when we seek godly Christian counsel. It is through wisdom and strength, because God did not make us to travel this earth and travel this life alone. Yes, we have counsel by prayer, and yes, we have counsel in the Word, And oftentimes it helps to have a godly mental health advisor, a Christian mental health advisor, counselor, who can open up the Word with us and guide us through that and seek God's wisdom and hear from the Holy Spirit to be able to walk through life well and healthy. That's adding Him into the equation, not subtracting Him. Do not go this alone. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you receive a message from God today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live First Things First tele-Bible study time, just email me, Beth, @spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.